Ours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.
Hello there, I'm Carol Dooley, and you're very welcome to join me now for another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly series where the focus is on protecting the environment. And with Christmas just 2 weeks away, the chances are you still have one or two presents to buy. And this year, more than ever, our commitment should be to local and sustainable. Well, I'm delighted to welcome Tara Hammond, co-founder and owner of Irish family-owned and run artisan homeware brand Slated. Tara, thanks for joining us this week. Before we talk about your commitment to sustainability, can you give us some background on Slated? What it is that you do, what it is that you produce?
We produce slate tableware and personalised gifts and corporate gifts, but we use a very traditional technique. So we cut everything by hand with a slating knife. And it's actually the slating knife that was my husband's great-great-granddad's. So it has been literally passed, as the trade has, through the generations. So to us, it's really, really important to, you know, keep with our traditional heritage.
And what kinds of things do you make?
Oh, we make lots of things. So we make cheese boards, placemats. We have some beautiful copper candle holders, steel candle holders. And then the personalised boards are like a really huge piece for us. And then we also have a gilded collection, because once again, to tie copper back in with slate, that, you know, they're materials that have always been used together. So we hand gild coasters and placemats with copper leaf.
Can you talk to us about your commitment to sustainability?
It's really important. It's a very difficult journey. I don't think people realise how hard it is to become plastic free. It took us 2 years in total, because naturally we needed packaging that would protect the product, because it would be very similar to Delph. It could, you know, it can break. So it was to try to replace bubble wrap, you know, replace plastic tape. You know, we took one item at a go and we researched it. Now, an awful lot of the product had to come from Germany at the time, because we just didn't have it. Now, thankfully, Irish suppliers do have it, which is brilliant, because it reduces our carbon footprint of having it.
Yeah.
But it's an expensive venture.
Is,
yes,
because I think often we don't really understand or appreciate how challenging it can be, you know, to follow the sustainable path, even though it might be something that we all really want to do or feel or know now that actually we should do, we have to do.
It's just like, for example, so originally the ribbon that we used for wrapping our products had plastic in it, so we replaced it. And, you know, therefore you are creating a slight amount of waste, because you have to shelve one item to bring in the new item. So it's things like that that makes it costly, because essentially you are letting go of stock, you know, that you haven't used yet. But you just have to, like, put a line in the sand and say, right, today is the day, everything plastic's gone, and take it from there.
And when it comes to your customers, do you think that your commitment to sustainability has had any positive impact on them? Are they aware of it?
They are. And we've had hilarious stories. Like, we have a customer who buys an awful lot, and she keeps our inner packaging, which is like a honeycomb recycled paper, and she keeps it for her Christmas decorations. And we have someone else who uses it for their guinea pigs. So it's great to see that it is constantly reused. And they like the fact that then, even if they themselves are not reusing it, that everything can be recycled. Like, even our, we've beautiful luxury gift boxes, and we made sure that our logo is in a foil that can be recycled, because most foils can't.
And how did you do that?
With a lot of help from our packaging company. They're a great company in Sheffield. So we worked on that together and we got there. And now actually they've rolled it out across the board. So it shows you that, you know, little changes can make big changes.
Well, that's the truth. And every little bit helps. And you've already started that lovely journey.
But it does,
you?
Even with our slate chippings. We put calls out on social media for people for their gardens, and we get them to come and take them, because otherwise, if you go to a garden centre, you have to pay for them. If we have to dispose of them, we've to pay. They end up in landfill, whereas people want this for the garden, so we do little collection days and people come and they take it for their
gardens. That's a great idea.
Well, it just,
I love that.
Our waste becomes, you know, something for somebody else.
Absolutely. Gosh, yeah. If we all adopted that approach, just think of the positive impact we would make.
Well, I mean, why would they, you know, pay for it when I'm giving it away for
indeed,
free?
Indeed, yeah. Indeed. Oh, I love that. I love that. And in your experience then, as a businesswoman with your husband, do you see this now, particularly in small to medium sized companies, that this need to provide a more sustainable product or even the packaging, is this something, has the penny dropped now that this is what consumers are looking for too.
Well, the pennies drop with us, that's what consumers are looking for, but I'm not sure it's dropped with everybody, because if you look at a lot of packaging, it's not recyclable, whether it's due to the, you know, the graphics on it, the print on it, whatever. More needs to be done. It's just to keep telling the consumer. So we do put an awful lot of work on social media and everything into explaining our methods, how, you know, our power bills are tiny. I wish the house ones were the same. We've worked on so many aspects to keep our sustainability going, but it's just to keep letting people know.
It was an absolute pleasure to chat with you. I wish you all the very best. I'm sure this is a very busy time of the year for you.
So, it is indeed. So, and thanks so much for having me.
Not at all. Thank you very much for coming in, and the very best for 2024. Tara Hammond from Slated. Slated.ie, by the way, is the website. Thank you very much for joining
us. Thank you, Carol.
And that's this week's Hours to Protect. A reminder, if you have missed any of our previous episodes or you'd like to find out more about the Hours to Protect initiative, it's all on our website, sunshineradio.ie/hours-to-protect. I'm Carol Dooley. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you'll join me for another edition just after 7 next Monday evening.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out hours-to-protect.ie for more info.